And I just found out, I didn't realize, because I kept thinking, and I've listened to Neil for years doing the Fork Report, and the music is always so angry. And I couldn't understand why the music was always so angry and so aggressive. And then Juwan, because Juwan's kind of a music, he's kind of a music, music file. And he explained it to me, and I totally forgot about Neil's past. It's not a bad past. It's just, you know, he has a past that was very punk-centric, very hard rock and punk-centric. And I think this is kind of an homage to his past. Is that right? Is that about right, Juwan?
That's absolutely okay. Right.
And I forgot about that because I kept thinking, so it's another thing that's uniquely Neil. The jokes at the top of the hour and the aggressive music is very uniquely Neil. So coming up later this hour, we're going to be closing out the show with my one-on-one interview with Salt Bae, the social media icon who's opened a steakhouse here in Beverly Hills. And also coming up after the show, we've got the Mo Kelly Show with Tawala Sharp filling in tonight and the Dark Secret Place with Brian Suits. And don't forget on Monday, Bill Handel back in the chair, 6 a.m. And Gary and Shannon back in their time slot at 10 a.m. So it's we're on our road to recovery. So the blueprint for recovery at the state is happening. So is the blueprint for recovery at KFI. So we're all recovering starting Monday. But joining us now, speaking of recovery, living a better life and with a better self, is somebody that's a regular guest here on the Fork Report. It is our lighter side, brought to you by CallagherRealEstate.com. Now, if you want to grab a free kitchen guide that our next guest put together just for listeners of the Fork Report, just head over to CallagherRealEstate.com. That's CallagherRealEstate.com. CallagherRealEstate.com. It's the lighter side with Kelly Lamb, and she joins us now. Kelly, thank you so much for being here. Great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you as well. Thank you for having me, Steve, and a pleasure to meet you.
Same here. I mean, I was trying to figure out the lighter side because there's nothing in my life that's light. I'm trying to figure out what the lighter side of all of this is. And then I see today you want to talk to us about mindful.
Yes. You know, normally we come in and we talk about something that's a little lighter. We normally have like a little food conversation. I've got some cool recipes, cocktail recipes, that type of stuff. And when I was really thinking about this weekend and the conversation, I started thinking, you know, we're 8 days away from summer. And the world is, you know, opening up next week, right? Everything's changing. And I think all of our minds are quite full. And what that means, and just trying to take a full mind and just make it a mindful mind and really push on being mindful as things start to change and as we walk into this new for us.
Right. And you talk about with your mind being full, like mine is constantly just cluttered. My mind is cluttered constantly. And you're basically talking about a seasonal reset, right? Or kind of this coming out of the pandemic and all the stuff that we've all had to endure in this last year. You're talking about a reset kind of, right?
Absolutely, I am. And most people start a cleanse or like a diet of sorts to like reset their body to get ready for summer right about now, right? Thinking, oh, 4th of July is coming up. I want to lose some LBs. I'm going to, you know, work on my weight. But if you can also do the same where you do a reset for your mind, it makes a world of difference. And you can really enjoy yourself and really, you know, pun intended here, summer is the lighter side of all the seasons, right?
Right.
And it is fun and it should be enjoyed. And we're coming into, you know, not leaving a pandemic, but, you know, things opening up. I mean, we're still in the pandemic, but at least it's getting better. And being mindful about how to really enjoy ourselves and spend quality time with our families and our friends and even the time we spend with ourselves to try to clear that clutter in the mind and just really, you know, see the forest for the trees in a way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're talking with Kelly Lamb, the lighter side, and she's talking a little bit about how to declutter the mind, especially with the summer coming up. And what are some of the best ways to do that, Kelly? What are some great ways that everyone can do this?
You know, honestly, breathing is the number one thing. Mm. I know that sounds so silly. We all breathe every single day. But if you take just a few minutes when you've got all that clutter going on in your mind and you just can't get it out and kind of catch yourself being anxious, just focus on your breath. And if you're able to slow it down a bit and just count some inhales to four and then count your exhales to four and just get yourself on a very slow, rhythmic breathing, it creates a mindful start to be able just to calm the nervous system and get focused on whatever it is that's ahead of you. And then from there, your mind just starts to open up. And really, when you breathe at a slower rate, you bring more oxygen into the brain, which is what creates you feeling better.
What about physically? I mean, how can you kind of de-stress and declutter your life physically?
Well, I mean, Neil and I always joke about this because I talk about exercise and Neil says, what is that?
Exactly.
But honestly, get outside. Do something, just move your body. And it doesn't have to be some crazy hard workout or some hot, sweaty spin class or weightlifting. Get outside and walk. Enjoy the fresh air and just really be a part of nature. It's a beautiful time. Vitamin D is so good for you. And being out for 30 minutes, just moving your body, really re-energizes not only the body, but the mind.
What about something I can take, eat, or, you know, you're talking about vitamin D and, you know, that's so important because my doctor and I just had this conversation. But what about like any kind of a tea or a smoothie or something that kind of help reset my body too? Because I suffer from winter body. I have a winter body. I've never had a summer body. Does that make sense? I'm a sweaters guy. I'm a sweater guy, not a Speedo guy.
Yeah, I get it. No, I understand. I understand. Don't get the two confused. You could get really cold during winter.
Exactly. So what's something really good I can kind of make my body feel good, something that I drink or eat?
You know, I love that you asked that question because we've posted up two different recipes. One was for a detox tea and one was for a mind smoothie. And both of them are really great. They have antioxidants. The detox tea is lemon and dandelion root and just a bunch of stuff that really does actually help detox the body. You can get dandelion tea at any grocery store. And that's wonderful. So when you say something I can take, you can literally just drink a cup of that tea every day. And it's just wonderful for the entire body. Starting off your morning with a cup of hot water and lemon creates an alkaline base in your gut. And it's a proven fact that if you're on an alkaline diet, disease can't live in an alkaline atmosphere. So the more alkaline foods that you eat or drink really do help your body and will help your mind as well. It all works as one, right?
I've always read that. I didn't know that really works. Hot water and lemon? That's really a thing.
It really is a thing. And you will, you know, you will notice such a difference after about a week of doing it consecutively. And it does not cause any stomach issues, which is what some people would think because lemon is citric and, you know, possibly cause any type of stomach ulcers or pains. It doesn't. It really creates an alkaline base. And it's a great source of kicking in your metabolism for the start of the day.
And then before we hit the break here, Kelly, and let you go, what about the smoothie? You were talking about the smoothie. I'm curious about that.
Yes, you know, it's up on the iHeart website under some of the past, I think it was a few weeks ago. And we had a bunch of antioxidants in it. So berries, chia seeds, just everything that's good to help create like good energy in the body.
Excellent. Kelly, always a pleasure. It was great to talk with you and great to meet you. I know Neil speaks very highly of you. So I just wanted to thank you for all your great input today and have a wonderful weekend and happy summer.
You too. Thanks so much, Steve. Take care.
Take care now. That's Kelly Lamb, of course, brought to you by CallagherRealEstate.com. She has put together a free kitchen guide that just for Fork Reporter listeners. And you can go over to CallagherRealEstate.com, CallagherRealEstate.com. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about Salt Bae. He's the internet sensation that has got 24 restaurants around the world. I have had the honor, I guess, or pleasure of doing his only United States interview. And we'll talk about that and more coming up. It's KFI AM 640. It is the Fork Report. I'm Steve Gregory in for Neil Saavedra. And that's Amy King with the news.